You are listening to the 2019 Advent Devotional, Blessed is He Who Comes, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
What then, brothers? When you come together, each one has a hymn, a lesson, a revelation, a tongue, or interpretation. Let all things be done for building up. If anyone speak in a tongue, let there be only two or at most three, and each in turn, and let someone interpret. But if there is no one to interpret, let each of them keep silent in church and speak to himself and to God. Let two or three prophets speak, and let the others weigh what is said. If a revelation is made to another sitting there, let the first be silent. For you can all prophesy one by one, so that all may learn and all may be encouraged. And the spirits of prophets are subject to prophets. For God is not a God of confusion, but of peace. As in all the churches of the saints, the women should keep silent in the churches, for they're not permitted to speak, but should be in submission, as the law also says. If there's anything they desire to learn, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is shameful for a woman to speak in church. Or was it from you that the word of God came, or are you the only ones it has reached? If anyone thinks that he is a prophet or spiritual, he should acknowledge that the things I'm writing to you are a command of the Lord. If anyone does not recognize this, he is not recognized. So my brothers earnestly desire to prophesy and do not forbid speaking in tongues, but all things should be done decently and in order. Here ends the reading. As Paul's been discussing the reality of worshipers speaking in other tongues within the worship of the church in Corinth, he's made it clear first that the aim of Christian worship is the upbuilding, encouragement, and consolation of the body. All speech offered in worship is to be in plain, clear, intelligible language so that the community will be edified. Now, Paul says that everything that is done in worship should be done decently and in order. How powerful that Paul says, God is not a God of confusion, but of peace. Some translations have it, God is not a God of chaos, disorder, dissension, but of order. Paul then gives specific instructions about how and when people should speak so that there is speaking and listening with time for weighing what is being said so that all may learn and be encouraged. These words of Paul are instructive for those of us who worship within the Lutheran and, yes, the small c Catholic tradition. The word Catholic, as we use it, comes from the words for of the whole, meaning what is believed and practiced in the whole church, always and everywhere. It means our worship is not apart from the way Christians have worshiped from the beginning, with word and sacrament offered in an ordered, biblical, and peaceful manner. The first half of our worship service is reflective of synagogue Sabbath worship, with hymns, psalms, scripture readings, preaching and prayers. The second half of our worship service, the Lord's Supper, flows directly from the meal that our Lord instituted on Holy Thursday. This is the order of worship most Christians have followed since the first century of the Christian church, and it provides for peace, order, and structure in worship. The same is true of the church year, which begins with Advent, preparing us for the birth of Jesus. Our lives are then shaped by the life of Christ as day by day we remember his life, miracles, death, and resurrection. Let's pray. Lord God, as in worship, remove from our lives chaos and confusion, that we may worship, pray, and praise you in peace and joy. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. A suggested Advent action today. During Sunday worship, consider how our liturgy is actually a dialogue.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.